Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. Cole Stratton here, filling in once again for Kevin Pollak, who is off shooting the super secret Hush Hush prequel to The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, entitled When Midge Was Just a Smidge. I know, right? I'm running out of jokes here. Before we get to our alchemist introductions, there is a very strong chance that this episode could be interrupted by a fire alarm. The building is being tested today, sometime between 11 and 6.
This is the first the beginning I of that. Heard of it.
Yep. So,
Stop.
We'll see what happens if chaos breaks loose. We'll know.
Do we have to leave the building?
Yeah, that's the general idea of a fire drill.
The fire department is starting fires.
We're doing a full drill?
It's loud. They don't say you have to leave the building.
Oh, you want to leave the building. Got it.
Yep. So when that happens, hopefully we're at the end of the episode or not at all. But let's meet our alchemist, shall we? Now that you've been warned. He's the man with the Midas touch in that he turns everything he touches into brake pads. Joey Greer.
Oh!
Joey, what's your dream car?
Oh, man, probably a 1940 Tuscan Turks Surmer with a hash bash and a four-speed Groger.
The candy apple red?
Only mint, baby. Nice.
Mint candy apple red.
Next up, a noted biographer of Olsen's Mary Kate and Ashley, Vanessa Raglan.
The pleasure's mine.
V, any particular segment of the Olsen's lives that you're writing about currently?
I can't stop digging deeper into how the West was fun. So
how was it fun?
You know, a myriad of ways, right. Truly.
Well, get ready to Craig Against the Machine. It's Craig Kukowski.
Oh.
Craig, what music makes you want to get up and fight the system?
Neil Diamond. He's got a song called Hell Yeah that really motivates me.
Nice.
And I'm not joking.
Next, she giggles every time someone says they fingered someone in a police lineup. Carla Kukowski. Carla, what part of detective work do you think you'd be good at?
Oh my God, I'm so blown away by that introduction. I would be great at bringing baked goods to people that I was questioning.
Oh,
they'd great. Be more cooperative. That's true.
Hospitality.
And finally, he runs a fantasy football league, but not the kind you think. James Heaney. Heans, who's going to be the top pick this year? Gandalf, Mr. Tumnus, a Balrog, or someone else?
Definitely a Balrog. Duh, doy. I mean, Gandalf's good, but a Balrog, if you get
What's
enough
a Balrog?
Of them.
Balrog?
Well, it's a demon from the depths. I have no recollection of this
what
place.
More?
It's an old hate. It's from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, really? Balrogs?
Yeah. But didn't Gandalf defeat the Balrog?
Like, he got lucky that there was a bridge at the right time. When you're out on a Mutant League football field, there is no bridge to drop a Balrog
down. That's a great point.
Period.
True. I'll take my chances with Gandalf as my starting QB.
You're going to lose.
Thou shalt not pass. You know what I'm saying?
He set himself up.
I didn't even think about it.
You were hoping that that would work out.
Is the alarm going off? I think
all right. Let's get to our first scene after all that madness. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first suggestion. Hey, Alchemy This. Love the podcast. I often listen to it going to and from rehearsals at our community theater.
Oh.
Great stuff. Here's a scenario for you. A group of frogs are sitting around the pond on a lovely summer day when a duck arrives with disturbing news. He's heard that their species of frogs is rapidly going extinct. Shocked and panicked, the frogs first try to find out who among them is to blame for this catastrophe, mm-hmm. then put their little frog brains together to figure out how to reverse the situation.
We already did this.
What?
Thanks for the laughs, Steven.
All right, you just got to take care of that frog. And if you take care of the frog, we'll get you a dog, okay?
I want a dog.
Yeah, you got to make sure that you can take care of the frog before I get you a dog,
I don't want a frog.
Look, there's a whole... Here, look, okay, I was going to give this for Christmas, but here's a whole bunch of other frogs, okay? They got a little family.
Ugh.
Just take care of the frogs.
Sweetheart, your father spent his last paycheck on all these frogs to make you happy.
I didn't ever want any frogs.
God. Okay, but like he said a million times, if you take care of a frog, then you get a dog.
Becky, this is my last paycheck. Do you understand
Your
this?
Last paycheck. He's okay. never going to get a job again. Do you understand?
He's never going to
he
get a job.
He has no real skills.
Rebecca, look, I got to go on the road for a little bit.
What did I do?
You have to go on the road for a
look, I got to go find some work, okay? I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. It sounded like you were going
on. I'm going to kill these frogs.
You're in a band. You're going on the road for a little bit.
I'm with a band. I just got hired as a guy.
I'm
almost hired.
I'm going to strip them of their skin.
I got to do this for a little bit to get some money, okay?
Eat their
likes. You're going to leave me with you our daughter and all these frogs?
Rebecca, likes? It's our child. I love her. I love you. I want to provide. I can't.
Do you know how you can show your love?
I don't think that she's going to really help us. I feel like we're on our own now.
Yeah, I don't either. I think we're in trouble.
I think that we were much better off at the pond.
Ribbit, are you guys... you guys feel like we're in danger? Like, I don't know that the Ribbit, that she's really handling me well.
I don't think she's handling me well either. I feel like my skin's drying out. I need a little bit of water in the aquarium.
She just put butter on my legs. I had the hiccups. I'm sorry. Is there some water around here I could drink?
Yeah, Ribbit, I should scare you.
Oh, then. That's a good idea.
Okay.
Well, if he's prepared for the scare, it's not going to work.
Well, Ribbit, it's going to happen at a time that he doesn't expect it, okay?
Good idea. Thanks,
let's
man.
Not talk about it for a while, and then Ribbit, you know, it'll happen when you least expect it.
Thanks, Ribbit.
I think that we should try to escape.
Did you just transform?
What? Huh?
Ribbit, why are you looking at me?
I just think that we should try to get away before it's too late.
Okay, we gotta orchestrate it carefully.
Mom, Dad, look at them. Look at them. Do you see what I see?
I just gotta pack, do you see okay?
Daddy,
Rebecca,
mommy,
look, I have
mommy,
a revolver please, in mommy, the dresser. Daddy, if you need to sell something,
they're
maybe sell their gun,
okay?
Each other.
That much is
what
clear.
If I shoot you with it?
Then you shoot me with it. How am I gonna get on the road with these guys, okay? I gotta make money.
It looks like they're planning
Rebecca.
Something.
I knew when I
well,
married a guitar
too,
player that my life was gonna be a big fat zero.
Come
I knew
on.
It.
Come on.
I knew
come
it. Here.
You fell in love
come
with
here.
The music. You fell
I'm
in love with the instrument. You fell in love with the player.
Dad,
I fell in love with the music, that's for sure.
Good.
I think there's a big pool in that room over there. I think we can go into it and go down.
Okay, we gotta make a break for it when she's not expecting it.
Or if we all go at the same time, they won't be able to catch us and at least one will survive.
Ribbit, we can escape via water or Ribbit land, because we're amphibious.
Sure, but I don't know any other escape route. There's clearly a hole at the bottom of that bowl.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that. Let's try that pool.
Sure.
Look, I don't care. I'm going to leave my briefcase open a little longer. Any knickknacks I find that remind me of y'all, I'm just going to put in there, okay?
Who's gonna die first?
Just a little support. See. Just a little me, support. Me,
I think that our daughter's about to
catch
kill something.
Well, good. Okay, so that's initiative. You know? Finally, she's into something.
Ew, they don't even have toes.
Ribbit, guys, you got to help me. Oh, she's crushing me.
Oh, my God. There's nothing we can do from down here.
I don't know. Scare me. Quick, scare me. How can I scare you? I'm scared to shit myself. Oh, God. Oh, she's kissing me. Ribbit, she's kissing me. Oh, I'm not going to turn in anything, kid. I'm not going to turn in anything. I'm trying to give her warts. Do we do that?
Look at her. She's kissing the frog like it's going to turn into a prince.
Not
just
a
like
prince,
I kissed
Mom.
You.
Prince. Prince the musician, Mom.
Look, great. Wait. We're educating her. She knows
this
about Prince.
This is terrible. Do not kiss a musician. Do
it's
not kiss a musician.
Me back. It's tonguing me back.
What do you mean, don't kiss a musician? I mean, you know, she falls in love with the
you
musician.
You ruined my life.
Okay, wow. All right.
Uh-oh.
You know what?
I don't think this frog could handle me.
What
oh
happened
my God,
to the frog?
Her frogs.
Okay,
oh
Ribbit, I'm trying to kiss her back. I'm going to try to kiss her back, Ribbit.
Hey, frog, can I talk to the frog for a second? Let me see the frog.
Dad!
Let me just see the frog.
You can't talk to a frog, Dad.
Listen to me, okay? You respect my daughter, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You get that?
Oh, God.
You get that?
What's happening? Another one of these creatures picked me up. He's yelling at me.
Now, you listen up, and you listen good, okay?
Mom, is that okay?
Guys, you gotta escape.
I think this is actually really great. I haven't seen him this emotional in years.
He seems so present.
It's my little girl.
It's like the man I fell in love with.
You're gonna love my little girl, all right? Oh, God. Try to escape via the pool. Get in the pool.
We'll never forget at you.
That's a dead frog, Dad.
Here you go, honey.
I know. Ew.
Sorry.
Throw it in the pan.
Okay, let's cook it up.
Okay, I'm going to jump in first. You're going to follow along?
You bet. You bet. I'll be right behind you.
Okay, here we go.
I'm gonna go.
Two more frogs.
I'll be back in a month.
You give me three frogs instead of one dog. Now you got one dead frog and two missing frogs.
Where did I love you?
Mom,
I love you. Okay, okay, honey.
Where's your father going? Where did he go?
Guess it's me and you, Mom.
Oh, we have nothing in common.
Nothing at all. Do you like?
Ribbit. Your Highness, Ribbit. Your Highness, Ribbit. Your Highness, Ribbit.
A croak in.
I'm sorry to disturb your meal, but I...
A croak.
Word from the gate pond is that some of our citizens, Ribbit, are being taken
what?
In the night. Ribbit.
What?
Ribbit.
Croak.
Ribbit.
What?
Ribbit.
What?
Ribbit.
What?
Some of our citizens,
yes.
Ribbit, are being ribbit taken. Ribbit night. In the
taken
ribbit,
ribbit
night. In the ribbit
taken
night.
Ribbit night. I don't understand what you mean, taken ribbit night.
Your Highness.
Yes.
Some of our
what
citizens.
What was your name?
Ribbit.
Night.
Ribbit.
What was your name?
Night Flossflit.
Night Flossflit.
Yes.
Sit with me. some grass soup.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic.
Your Highness.
Your Highness. I've just gotten back from the outside world.
Congratulations.
Is he transforming, Ribbit?
No, I'm not transforming.
He just
I don't know
has
why
reflux.
And
Jesus,
we had to escape, but they've killed one of us.
What? Oh.
They kissed us to death. And then the father crushed a but only what? Two of us escaped.
Oh, you know what this means. Sound the alarm.
Ribbit,
we're going
your
to
Highness,
war.
Your Highness, why do you believe this man, huh?
Oh,
lies
you.
He spins, Ribbit.
You're always tricking me, aren't you? And I fall for it every time, don't I?
Please.
Don't you want a war, Seamus?
Yes, but
let's
not
have
against
a war.
The human.
Why not? You yes, want to go so. After the toads again, don't you? Disgust me and delight me. Let's have a war, a little war.
But against the toad, Ribbit.
We've just been murdered by a human.
We don't know. That could be a tale of yarn, Ribbit.
Is it a tale of
it's
yarn?
It's not a tale of yarn. I saw him get picked up and first kissed by an adolescent girl.
I too had seen a human pick them up.
No, I didn't Ribbit. See you there.
It's true. It's true. I witnessed. Someone scare me, please. This is really tough.
Stephanie, get away from the window. Look at all those frogs out there.
What's happening, Mummy?
They're everywhere.
They're in lines. They're bouncing towards us.
They're bouncing towards. What are they? They're singing something.
What is that?
It's frog speak. Why would we be able to understand it? I don't know.
Mummy, do you have a spear?
I have a revolver. Your dad left us a revolver.
Well,
King Toad, word is that the frogs are challenging the humans to a battle, and the enemy of our enemy is our friend. Therefore, we must defend the humans against the frogs.
Chet, the math checks out. I agree. Get the forces ready. Start with the archers.
Oh, the archers?
Yes.
We haven't used them in years,
King Toad.
They
can attack from afar and they will not be hurt.
All right.
Stephanie, get away from that other window.
Mommy, they're grabbing pebbles and they're putting them in the mouth. I think they're going to spit pebbles at the window and break it and try to kill us.
Oh my gosh, wait. What
get
is
the
this?
Gun, get the
wait,
gun.
I have the gun. There's just so many of them. I don't think I have enough bullets.
Archers, fire.
Okay, I got four lattes for everybody. Just want to say I'm really excited about the show tonight. I love the band. And
I was supposed to have non-dairy creamer in mine. The fuck is this?
I'm sorry. My head was just somewhere else. I was thinking of my kid and my wife.
I wanted a Red Bull.
Right.
I wanted a Red Bull.
I thought you wanted a Red
you
Eye.
You have a kid and a wife?
Yeah.
You have both things?
Ew.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
You know, those who not want, don't ask.
What are you saying?
It's a poem from Garfield.
No, it's not.
You're the worst roadie we've ever had.
Yeah, I was hoping I could just play guitar or something with
play
you guys.
Play guitar.
Play guitar. We have a guitarist.
Yeah. I'm a guitarist.
No, I know.
I'm also a guitarist.
No, I know.
We have two guitarists already.
And I shred.
I know. Y'all are nasty. I got a wife and kid. And
I can't believe you left your wife and kid.
Well, what's up with that?
It's paid gig. You guys
why do you have so many scabs on your cheeks?
I pick.
You gotta let him heal.
Hey, bros, check out this Twitch feed, man. This house is under attack, bro. Every kind of amphibian, bro. Check his live Twitch feed. It's got a lot of views. I got the counter.
That's my house. That's my house.
Sure it is.
Whatever, man.
Sound the drums of war! Tonight, the frogs get thy vengeance. Protect me.
Revenge, yes.
Protect me.
Your Highness, revenge. Stay behind the wall.
Throw things at them. Harder. Imbeciles. Oh, dear God, did you see that arrow? No.
For millennia, we toads have fought you frogs.
Oh, fuck, the toads are here.
Stephanie, look, there's more frogs.
I don't think there's bigger. Frogs, mommy.
What are they?
They're bigger, they're browner, they're definitely toads.
Oh, my God.
Hey, frogs, quack. You're all gonna die, quack.
It's the duck armada.
Oh, no, the duck always speaks the truth.
Don't count us out of salamanders.
Mom, what the fuck is happening?
Wait, ducks? Did you get ducks?
I fed a duck. I didn't know I was inviting a whole armada of ducks.
Honk, honk. Honey, I stole the torment! I'm gonna run over all these
ducks! Oh my god, there's a man! Coming to
Well, that worked. My hiccups are gone.
And that's the first scene. Oh, Lord.
Which side were the salamanders on?
We'll never know.
Wow. It was interesting.
Great question.
All right, our second scene suggestions. Hey, Alchemist, here's my scene suggestion. A live, televised, hardcore dad joke competition.
Oh, no.
Love the show. Anonymous from Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, wow.
Welcome back, moms, woo! Parents, and idiots! It's me, Tissy Matt, and I am so excited to be hosting Dad, Dad, Dad.
And we're live in 5,
oh.
4, 3,
Jim. 2. Jim, you already told me we were live. Oh, my God, Matt. Oh, hello. Oh.
Well, she thought we were live. I guess we're dead now.
Good one. Good one.
Oh, good save. Oh,
that's
good
great.
Save.
That's great.
Coming to us live from, you're from Vancouver, right?
That's right. I'm Chuck Blanton from Vancouver, BC.
Oh, sorry, I'm recovering.
I'm Canadian, Emma, and I'm a dad.
Oh, and who do you crack up, Chuck? Oh, Chuck. Sorry, I'm not in the contest.
Oh, no, that's good.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
good.
Sorry.
Believe me, I've heard up Chuck before. I'd like to think I crack up my wife and my 3 teenage kids.
Oh, let's see a picture of them. Oh. Chuck, zing us.
So how was your day at work, sweetheart?
How was my day at work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was no play. I'll tell you that much.
Okay, I know that you have this whole television
food?
Show coming up next week, but
is there
there's
any
really
food?
No. Are there any food? Is there any food?
Is there any food?
Yes, there's food in front of you.
I got friends coming over. Can Dad hide?
How about a pizza? Piece of pizza. A pizza pizza.
All right, so your dad's doing this television show next week, and he's practicing, and so...
What was the joke there, Dad?
I don't know.
What was the joke?
Piece of kind of sounds like pizza. Look, I don't want to write anything.
Hey, Chuck. Great work so far. We're loving everything you're doing. Great ideas. But we noticed there's not a lot of work happening at the desk.
Just tell him.
No, I will. There's a lot...
Just tell him.
Well, all work and no play makes Chuck a dull boy, huh?
All right. That's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about.
Just tell him. Well, you got to stop laughing. You have to get it together.
It reminds me of my dad. And you got to stop that, okay? Because it's not a good memory.
That's right, Zach.
What? I'm not supposed to tell jokes because I remind you of your dad?
You're not supposed to tell jokes because we don't work at a joke factory, Chuck.
All right, Chuck, are you sure you want to do this? It's a competition. If they know you're cheating, you'll be in trouble.
All right, but I need good dad jokes.
All right, here.
Wait, what do you got?
These are the popsicle sticks you wanted. Here you go.
Oh, great. Oh, nice.
There's some really good ones on
okay,
here.
Okay, there's some hot stuff, yeah.
Yeah. What's brown and sticky? A stick. Lead with that. They won't okay, be able to touch you.
What do I owe you?
$50.
Okay, and now we're in the lightning round. It's going to be Chuck versus Dan. Dan, hit us.
Well, what is brown?
Oh, no.
And what is sticky?
Oh, no. Wait,
is that two
why
questions?
Why are we starting with Dan?
Because we ended with Dan last round, and that's how the game is played.
That doesn't make sense.
Hey, Chuck, chill out, Chuck. We're live on TV, okay?
Dad, you were so good out there today. Oh, my
gosh.
It's not
a big deal.
I'm so proud of you. I want to take you into my school and introduce you to all my friends.
You know what? I'd love that. I have Thursday off. Do you think that they'd have time for your dad to come in and hang with the kids?
We have so much time. School's boring.
I'm not surprised. It was boring when...
Okay, and we have Brianna's father here.
Yes, hello. My dad.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, and...
Is he a doctor like my dad?
I don't think he's a doctor, but I would just say hello to the class frog.
Hi, everybody. I'm usually... Yeah. I shouldn't say this because it's a secret... But
your zipper's down.
Oh, it is.
It's okay. Sorry. It's part of a joke, okay. Right, Dad?
It was part of a joke. I wanted to show you the barn animals.
Your testicle's out.
That's okay. What I call the little piggy. Hold on one second.
See, it's pretty funny, huh, guys?
Okay. Why don't we just like, why don't we step outside?
Okay. I'm sorry. What's wrong with the...
What the hell was that? Just cover yourself, please.
Okay, I've got my hand over it.
Put it away.
Are you sure you want to do this? It's a competition.
Of course,
they know you're cheating.
They'll never find out.
Here's the popsicle.
I'm so secretive. Thank you. All right.
What's brown and sticky?
That's pretty good.
A stick.
Well, I'm reading it right now.
Okay, so the setup is, what's brown and what is sticky? Do any of our moms have any guesses?
A Tootsie Roll.
Okay, great guess, Carol.
Poop?
Linda. No, it's not poop, Linda.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
A stick covered with maple syrup.
Oh, what do we have, Dan?
Well, honestly, so far, it's just a stick. So the maple syrup is unnecessary.
A stick covered in poop?
Where'd you get those jokes, you son of a bitch?
You shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Where'd you get those jokes?
I got them from...
All right, we're going to commercial in 3, 2, 1.
We weren't already in commercial. You signaled that we were in commercial.
I'm signaling to people back here.
What is wrong with you? You come here.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, you leave that kid alone. He's doing the best he can.
Oh, is he? You come here, too.
Hey.
Oh, you can't handle a few little punches from a nice lady?
We're the ones supposed to be doing all the punchlines, lady.
Good one, Dan. Save it for when we're on air. Oh,
thank
whenever
you, thank
that
you, thank
is.
You.
Your
five,
guess. Oh,
four,
stop. I don't believe
three,
you.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the Dad's International Joke Competition. And we are still with Dan and Chuck.
We're still on Dan?
No, Chuck, it's your turn.
Oh, okay.
Chuck, relax.
All right.
Here you go. Everybody give it up for Chuck from Vancouver.
pizza.
Excuse me?
I could go for a pizza.
What's your joke, Chuck?
What's my joke?
That was I stuttered, but I meant to say, what's your joke, Chuck?
Well, if you said, what's your choke, then I would say a choke collar. collar. Boy, the police are really collaring some criminals. Hardened criminals. They must have all fallen in cement.
We need to get him to the ER right now. I need a 10-pump ECU on ITP, okay? We got to make sure that this is dilated
CCs.
And go in there, all right?
You're down with ITP, you know me.
He's coming too, okay? Now, nurse, I need a scalpel and I need a hot blanket.
I'm not the nurse, I'm the doctor.
My mistake. Now, look, I need 2 Pop-Tarts, none of them frosted. I need loose milk.
You're the nurse.
I am, and I'm working my way up. All right, everyone, back up now. We need a 10-mile radius for this person to breathe.
You need some loose milk? I got a lactating mom I could show you, too.
Jesus, okay, he's going off the road with dad jokes here. Everyone, calm down.
All right, so class, this is Danielle's father. He's the countdown guy on a popular television show. Isn't that right, sir?
Yeah.
He counts down.
Yeah.
That's my dad. Do you want to tell us about your job, sir? Or bring your dad to work to school day?
Yeah. Recently I went into the rec room and saw one of the producers doing a line of blow on the table. And honestly, it evened him out. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. In 5, 4, 3, 2, now you can begin.
I went to the rec room.
Your nipple's out.
Sorry about that. Let me get the other one out.
Let's start over in 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, wait, when do you want me to go? What do you want me to do?
Well, you're the expert. I'm just Yeah. Wake up, babe. Wake up.
Oh, God, I pissed myself. Oh, God.
You were rubbing your nipples and crying.
Oh, God, I pissed
myself. What's going on?
Oh, God.
What's going on?
This game show's coming up, and I so much pressure. Oh, God.
Let's get out of the country.
Oh, God.
You don't have to do this.
I need the paycheck. I need the paycheck. Okay, I can't.
Just get a regular job.
And do what?
I don't know.
Be a doctor?
Huh? No, that's not a regular job. That's a hard job.
Come on. Oh, God.
I'm sorry, babe.
Fuck. Fuck!
I'll support us.
No, you can't!
I will, I can!
Doing what? Being a
training
doctor?
Training German retrievers!
To do what?
Angelo, wake up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, what did you learn from that repressed memory? All right, and you'll wake up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
You're getting therapy.
Yeah, I know. sorry. Did you hear what I screamed out?
Yes, I did. I heard everything you screamed.
Okay. That's been on my mind for a while. I've been thinking of myself as just a piece of shit. I don't know. I just don't think I'm worth anything, and I don't think that I'm good at my job, or that people recognize me for what I do or my worth.
Well, maybe this will pick up your spirits a little bit. What's brown and sticky?
A stick covered with maple syrup.
Doctor, are you sure you want to do this? It doesn't make sense.
I need jokes.
All right, you ran out of popsicle sticks, but here's some Laffy Taffy wrappers. This should help you.
Laffy Taffy, yes. Oh, this is good. Yes.
What's green and flies through the air? Super pickle.
I can read it. Yes, it's right.
Listen, that's the kind of grade A stuff you're getting from here.
What's green and flies through the air?
Say again?
What's green and flies through the air?
Green and flies through?
I have an accent. What's green and flies through the air?
What's green and flies through? Locust.
That's too literal.
This is a joke you're asking me?
Super pickle.
A what?
Super pickle.
Oh, God. A what? Super pickle? What?
So in order to be a contestant on the show, yes, telling dad jokes is important, but also being a father is important.
I have to be a dad to be in the
show?
Yes,
exactly. It's dad jokes. So.
Yeah, what? So you want me to play your kid or something?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, whatever you want.
All right, fine. You're going to pay me, right?
Yes, I'll pay you whatever you want. I need to be on Dad's International.
45-year-old man is your son.
I'm his little boy.
Okay, good enough. Sign the papers.
Oh, look, what is that flying through the sky? Super pickle? Is that super pickle?
I read that on a Laffy Taffy wrapper.
What? No, it's an original joke of mine.
Okay, you can't cheat. Can't be a cheater.
I would not want to cheat.
Can't be a cheaty.
Look, just let...
Don't be a cheaty cheater.
I'm not a cheaty cheater. You let me and my 45-year-old son on the show.
All right.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Please don't go here.
I'm sorry.
Please don't go here.
Hey, I gotta go. I'm a kid.
Look,
Tia Mia, is that right?
Close enough.
How you doing? Agent Marshall from...
Agent, like, talent agent?
FBI.
Oh.
Yeah, we...
Wow.
We have a reason...
Don't make them like they used to. Last FBI agent I interacted with, woof, dog.
Yeah, I read your report. It was for a double homicide.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yucky scene.
So we have reason to believe mm-hmm. that there is rampant cheating going on and fraud within this competition.
You aren't implying... Chitty cheating, are you?
That's exactly what I'm implying.
Well, Agent, I'm sorry I didn't catch your name.
Marshall.
Agent Marshall. I wouldn't know anything about that.
Great.
So
we're going to have some agents walk around, do some questions.
We can't have any agents on set.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We'll just be on the perimeter.
Be on the perimeter.
Well, we bought tickets, so we can be in the audience.
You can't be in the audience.
We bought tickets, so.
The tickets aren't for sale.
Well, how did we... Someone
scalped them, so okay. I'm arresting you.
What?
I'm arresting you.
No, you can't arrest... I didn't know there were...
Yeah. Oh, wait, please.
Citizen's arrest.
Oh, shit.
Asshole.
Oh, fuck, please. I can't go to jail.
And if you say another word about chitty cheating, it's going to get a lot worse than this. You know what they do to guys like you in the big house?
I put so many people away in jail. They'll fuck me up.
Hey, what's stupid and in jail? You are.
Oh, God, please.
All right, students. So we have Thomas's father is here today, and he makes up jokes for comedians. Isn't that correct, sir?
Yeah. I'm a professional joke writer.
Tell us something funny.
We want to see you write a joke right now.
The stick one. Okay. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah,
that
was... what's brown and sticky?
Wait, I had that on a popsicle stick once.
Yeah, well, they bought it from me. I wrote it. I'm a ghost writer for popsicle sticks.
He's a ghost?
Impressive.
He's dead. How'd you die?
I'm not actually dead. I did. I am dead.
Oh, cool.
I was killed on a popsicle stick conveyor belt back in 1983, and I'm forever doomed to walk this earth selling jokes to hack dads.
Cool origin story.
We've actually never had a ghost dad here before. That's very exciting.
Don't call me a ghost dad. There's bad connotations with that.
Bill Cosby movie.
Bill Cosby
was a bad man.
You're Bill Cosby.
No, I'm not.
He's Bill Cosby.
You're Bill Cosby.
I'm not the ghost of Bill Cosby, kids.
And you'll wake up in 5, 4, 3, 2.
What just happened?
How did that feel, Mr. Cosby?
It felt pretty weird. I gotta admit, I'm this important for me to eat. I'm a family staff to the repressed memory of Goose God.
Well, now I proclaim you completely rehabilitated.
Terrific. That means I get a show, right? I could host the dad show.
Sure, let's cut to that.
Somebody count me down.
Boo.
Boo.
Batman. Boo.
And that's that one. Good old
Bill Cosby. I love Ghost Dad.
You're the one?
We've heard of you.
Why die on that hill, man?
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, our final scene suggestion this afternoon. Good morning, Alchemists. This suggestion is brought to you in part by a small cup of coffee and Pop-Tarts.
Ooh.
It's a sad breakfast.
Aww.
Anywho, my suggestion is this. James Heaney and his wild adventures with the random fox he was told not to feed. Thanks, Devin.
Okay, you gotta give that back to me. I wasn't supposed to feed you. Come on, give
that
back.
I'm not giving anything back.
Come on. I don't know.
You gave it to me.
It was a mistake.
You gave it to me.
Okay, well.
Now we're in this together. Got any more chicken bones, Heaney?
I don't have anything with me.
How'd you like my red tail, Mr. Heaney?
Listen, if you... Ow! Jesus! That's my hand!
Give me some more chicken bones.
Well, what if I just broke you out of this zoo?
All right, now you're talking.
Over there. It's James Heaney again talking to the animals.
Wow, this enclosure is amazing.
I can't believe they have a Heaney here.
That's so crazy. They're so rare. I think he's the last one. This is nuts.
How do you propose we get out of here?
Well, you just happen to be thin enough to slip through
thank
these
bodies. Thank you very
come
much.
Come onto my cell.
Oh, thank you.
Come over here.
Oh, me? Thin enough? I don't know. Look at me weave through the trees.
That's pretty good.
Nimble.
You're very nimble.
Look at this long
nimble
body.
Nimble like a fox.
I can squish my skull and I'm fine.
Wow, I didn't expect that.
So, what were you saying?
I'm saying if you come into my cell, I think that you could probably dig out underneath.
Wait, you're not getting me out. You're telling me to get myself out?
No.
Oh yeah, I'll help you get out if you dig the hole.
I don't know. Maybe.
Or wait.
Maybe
till
we
my
could both
here.
Get out of the hole. I don't know. I'm just trying to help you.
It's just
Fox.
So sad. I mean, like he needs a bigger enclosure.
He really does. I did a book report on him last year, mm-hmm. and one of the things that I found out about him is that he's a quiet murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He quietly murders.
It's crazy.
It's so insane.
It's obvious once you look at him.
Yeah,
it's like,
it really
yes,
is.
Of course
it's because he's in such a small enclosure. He's going bananas.
Yeah.
Look at these hands, Foxy.
Look at my teeth.
Ow! Oh!
They told you not to feed me, didn't they? But now you don't run out of chicken bones.
You're the only thing that I could call a friend. You're the only one I share a barred cell wall with.
You're the only thing I can call names, stupid.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, no, you don't. You done fed the fox, idiot. You done fed the fox.
That's it.
Mr. Curtin, there seems to be some individuals at the zoo. It looks like they're starting a petition to free Mr. Heaney. And I don't know if you want me to squash that quick.
The Heaney's our most popular exhibit.
I know. I love it.
He's right next to the Australian fox.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They're wondering, I mean, from what I can hear, they want him in a bigger enclosure, maybe like a safari experience or something.
Or a Heaney safari experience.
That's what they're
saying. How the hell am I supposed to pay for that?
Mr. Curtin.
We're not San Diego.
Mr. Curtin, I understand
Elwood.
That. I know, sir. I was just relaying the information as it's happening. I want us to squash this protest as quickly as possible, all right? I didn't want anything to go over. And
All right. Like, well, we can... We have in the budget to expand his enclosure by about 10 square feet.
Well, Mr. Curtin, I want you to be excited about it. I don't want it to be something that you're not excited about.
Oh, we have it in the budget to expand his enclosure by 10 square feet. How's that, Elwood?
That's fine,
Did
sir.
I sound excited enough?
A little bit, sir. I just... All right, I can...
We're a shitty, shitty zoo, okay? I'm going to be upfront about that.
I know, sir. We do the best we can. But we have James Heaney.
Free James Heaney!
Free James Heaney! Free James Heaney! Free James Heaney!
Oh my God, I'm so dehydrated out here. It's really
it's
hot.
Really me too. Hey, you know what? Everyone start drinking a little bit of my blood.
Okay.
And stay hydrated.
Okay, there has to be a better option.
I don't know. The waterfront's pretty far.
All right.
Have you ever thought that maybe, just maybe he isn't the last? Like maybe there's other Heaneys out
Come
there.
Come on, that's myth.
I feel like...
I like the logic of this, though. That makes sense. Shit. It wouldn't just be one James Heaney.
I cut deep.
All right.
I'm not that thirsty, but okay.
Yeah, if there is a way to find out more, we should definitely find...
Okay, the digging's going well. Now, where's those chicken bones? You said you weren't going to eat your feet. You said you were going to give it to me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Tell me again how thin I am.
You're so thin.
How thin am I?
You're so thin. When you stand sideways, I can't see you.
Oh, good one.
Okay. All right.
We're getting out of here.
Okay, come into my cell. Come into my cell. Okay.
Not even a problem for me. I've got a model's build, don't I?
You do. It's fantastic.
Runway. It's an unattractive kind of skinny. I'm so skinny.
Yeah, so now what I'm hoping you can do is build
clothes
a-
just fall off me, don't they?
Well, if you
I
had
was
clothes,
to wear clothes,
yeah. I'm hoping
fall
your fur
off
doesn't
me.
Fall off.
I could make a bag look chic.
You could. Yes, you could.
Elwood, isn't it time for Heaney's 3 o'clock feeding?
Yes, Mr. Curtin.
What are we feeding him these days?
We're lowering a cow into the enclosure, sir.
Great. All right, yeah, let me know when you do that, because I want to see that. I want to be there for that.
Yes, sir, we're about to do
no.
that.
Come on down.
Sorry, now that is a thick build.
Okay.
A cow couldn't wear anything.
Yeah, get him, Heaney. Get him.
Don't mind if I do.
I don't mind.
Oh, he's sharing it with the Aussie fox.
You have too much blood on my muzzle.
No, it's just the right amount of blood.
Oh, thank you, Heaney.
Your Majesty.
Yes.
They are taking they are taking us and feeding us to the Heaney.
Whole.
Yeah. What?
Are they feeding us whole?
They're
are they feeding
us
to a processing plant?
They're feeding us whole.
Well, then I believe it's time for a bovine war.
They better not try to feed me. I can't even move.
This isn't the time for that, Chuck. This is the time for war. Sound the drums. Women, prepare your bosoms. We'll be milking their eyes.
I don't know. It sounds like a lot of bull.
Chuck. Chuck, we cannot be derailed by your nonsense.
Your Majesty, they've declared war on the other Heenies.
What?
We convinced them that you were the last, but he's not the last, and they've declared war. We gotta go help James Heeny.
There's another James Heeny. They're keeping a James Heeny captive.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Guys, we should all bond together. Where is this zoo?
Should we get the archers?
Yeah, get the archers.
Archers ready.
Archers ready.
I'm ready.
All right, everybody into the Ford Fiesta. And
into
let's
the
go.
Fiesta.
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 I can't fit. It can't fit. You can fit.
Mr. Curtin. Mr. Curtin.
What's going on now, Elwood?
There seems to be an army, a legion of cows amassing in front of the zoo. And it looks like in the distance, one Ford Fiesta with maybe 200 James Heaney poking outside of it.
All right, let me know when they get closer, Elwood.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, we're getting out right about now.
Oh, this is good news.
Can you fit through here? Have you eaten too much cow?
I don't know. Does it look like I ate too much cow?
I don't think you can fit through this hole I've been digging after that meal.
Could you dig it a little wider?
Oh, could I dig it a little? Look at my little bitty tiny skinny paws.
But you've bitten my hands up so much. Ow, ow, ow.
Maybe I'll just take the extra off with my mouth, huh? Whittle you down a bit.
Ow, it's just swelling me up. Ow.
James!
Ow.
James!
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 James! James!
I don't need you anymore, Foxy!
Ow! You're suppressing my skull, but it'll pop back up!
James, just quick, there's a little tiny hole over here. We just need to get it expanded.
James, over here!
Let's make a Heeny stack!
James!
Heeny stack!
Heeny stack!
Heeny stack!
Guys, I've made some cows angry, but I've been eating them whole, so we're gonna have to defend ourselves against them.
Wait, what's James is saying that?
It's me, the original, the real James.
Wait,
Heeny.
I'm the original James.
No, I'm the real James.
I'm James
Heeny.
Ow!
Ow!
Wait, where are you guys going?
We gotta get out of here.
Where are you going?
I don't know. We're cowards by nature.
No, no, that's not true. That's not true. You're brave.
Oh, it hurts, doesn't it? Oh no, poor James Heeny.
Oh, why are you on the outside of the bar, Foxy?
Oh, why am I on the outside? Because I slipped right through the hole, you idiot.
You can't leave me here.
Oh, yes, I can.
It's so lonely.
Oh, is it? Well, I'm going to come back every day and look at you through the bars. How about that?
No.
And I'm going to be riding a cow.
Riding a cow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Curtin?
What's going on now, Elwood?
Well, the cows attacked, and they ran over the majority of the Heenies, which exist, so it's not just one James Heeny.
All right.
And they
fled. I was
fled,
proven wrong.
The fox did escape.
The fox escaped?
Yes, on a cow.
God damn it.
Sorry, so that's...
And what about the protesters? Are they still there?
They were trampled by the cow.
Okay, well, that we've managed to evade that problem.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Curlin, I was digging through the archives, and it turns out Elwood's full name is Elwood Heeny.
What?
Must be a typo.
Right here.
You're a Heeny?
No.
Free Elwood Heeny! Free Elwood Heeny! Free Elwood
Heeny!
Get
out of my shitty zoo, you sons of bitches! I'm gonna keep this Heeny in this enclosure. I lost my original Heeny, but this Heeny's gonna live here with this cow as long as I say that he does.
Ah, poor Elwood.
I'm a Heeny. I'm a
Hey, Heeny, we're living together now.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
What's there?
Interrupting cow.
Okay.
Moo! Oh. Knock, knock.
What's there?
Interrupting cow.
Okay.
Moo. Knock, knock.
What's there?
Interrupting cow.
And you'll wake up in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How did that feel, Mr. Heeny?
Oh, I felt like I was being encaged, imprisoned.
Well, that would be awful, wouldn't it? If you were in prison with an interrupting cow.
Yeah, it would have been. But it was more
stuck
like
in a looped joke.
Yeah, it would have been pretty bad. I felt like I shouldn't have been in the cow room. I felt like I was still in the original one with the hole. Oh, you weren't in my dream, were you?
What?
You know what? It probably doesn't make sense to you because I was dreaming it.
Yeah, I don't get to watch your dream on a screen.
It would be cool if you could. They're pretty awesome.
Okay.
They're like AAA budget dreams.
I think the important takeaway here, yeah. Mr. Heaney, is that, isn't it good that... that you're not in a zoo?
Yeah, it is. I'm just really glad. I've never been able to go to a psychologist or whatever you are. This is great. I hope it's covered on my health insurance.
I'm a psychotherapist.
Wow.
You didn't check that ahead of time if it's covered?
Well, I'm hoping that just the sense of letting me in means it's covered.
Okay, that's really, something from my receptionist. I don't handle the insurance.
Okay. And you'll wake up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh my God.
Where'd you go, James? We're all here waiting for you at the reunion.
Yeah, come on, James.
Wake up. It's the James reunion?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Okay, and you're James, and you're James, and I'm James.
I'm James.
I'm James.
I'm James. I'm the real James.
You know what? There's only enough room for one.
What the hell?
All right, Stephanie. Well, you've really proven your responsibility with these frogs. So
I told you so.
Your father and I, we got you. We didn't get you a dog, but we did get you a James Heaney.
And what was that?
I was disappointed.
Oh, really? I thought you would be so excited.
That was my last check.
It was his very last paycheck.
The last check was your last check.
Nobody had that gig with the musicians.
I just wanted a dog, not a weird guy covered in blood.
But he's so cute. Isn't he really cute?
He's the last one of his kind.
Yeah, I made sure that I was really the last one this time. I'm pretty
unique.
That's
a lot of responsibility for a kid.
Well, that's why, before you get a dog.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Where are you crying, Dad?
It's my last paycheck. That's it. You don't understand. You're just a kid. But
no, it's okay. I'll give you a hug.
Here. Thank you. Thank you.
No, don't hug him. You're mine.
What? But I'm just generally usually nice guy.
No, I want something loyal.
I'm loyal.
You should feed him. He's probably starving.
I am starving. And I'd
what
like
do you
to
eat?
Take just food, like, you know, like corn.
Kibble?
Not kibble.
Kibble's food. Kibble is food.
Like chicken, steak.
Here's some kibble, James.
I can't eat that. That's dry.
Get on your all fours and eat the kibble, James.
I mean.
Run, James. Run. She tortures salamanders. Oh. Run. Okay. Run.
Oh, are you looking at that little lizard?
Well, you killed it.
I gotta go find work, okay?
Please don't leave us again.
I have to.
You know what happened the last time you left?
I got a check, didn't I?
There was a frog tooth horn.
And I fixed it.
I'm gonna make your life hell, yeah.
I fixed it. Look, I'm gonna leave my suitcase open for a bit. And I'm gonna get the little knickknacks I need. And then I'm gonna go, all right?
I won't forgive you this time.
Oh, come on, don't say that. I love you. I love the kid.
Eat the salamander, you idiot.
I can't eat this.
Eat the salamander.
Well, it wasn't as bad as I thought. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's our show for today. Let's go around and say what we're up to, Alchemist Carla Kakowski.
Hello, CarlaKakowski.com.
Yeah. Got the domain. Vanessa Raglan.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry about the show, guys. What a weird thing everyone just had to go through. Have a great day. Love ya. I don't have anything to plug.
Not on this episode.
I'm not who you think I am.
Craig Kakowski.
If you got kids like in the 6 to 10 range, they might enjoy a show called Archibald's Next Big Thing, which is starting on Netflix in September that I do some of the voices.
Oh, cool.
It's a very cute and sweet show that Tony Hale created.
How
and
wonderful.
And is the titular Archibald.
Nice. And one of the nicest human beings in the world, that Tony Hale.
Tony Hale is too.
Uh-huh. And Craig Kakowski. James Heaney.
I'd just like to take a chance. Well, and you know,
who are you proposing to?
I'm proposing to all the people that listened and did the reviews. We got Scrody Wantus.
this game really, really. Isaac 57, CRM 31.
Wait, did you say we got Scrody Wanta? Because we've been needing a review from Scrody Wanta.
And we got one. And we
are
got
these
one
Star
from,
Wars characters?
I don't know. We got Tizzle 12 or Tizzle 1, I guess Tizzle 2, Court 1397.
That's a
these
drag.
Guys all left reviews like a good good
thank
people.
Thank you, guys.
Like, it was really nice of them to
I
leave such nice
you
reviews.
I just love that you opened with Scrody Wanta.
Is that, am I, is, does that mean something that I'm unfamiliar with?
I feel like it's scrotum related.
No. Maybe.
Yeah, it is Scrody Wanta.
What a pure heart.
But people should leave us reviews, yeah. And that's so nice of people that they did that.
Some
thanks
of them
for
said
time.
That I was forcing them to do it, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. That's fine by me.
It wasn't you. It was one of the other James Heaneys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's the way to lean good. On it.
Joey Greer.
I just want to echo what James said, and thank you for everyone who left the review. And
classy move, Joey.
check out Bear Supply. And Pretty Pretty Pony at Westside Comedy Theater.
Yeah, Pretty Pretty Pony, the last, first Thursday of every month at 10 p.m. I'm at Cole Stratton or at Stratton Cole, depending on the social media platform. yeah, and check out Pretty Pretty Pony and this here show. Also, thanks to our engineer, Doug Bain. Our post sound design artist, Rafael Brito.
Brito!
Our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie!
And lastly, iHeartMedia.
Thump, thump. Dum, 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 dum.
Oh, no. Loose milk. Get it loose milk. I encourage all of you to write a review, like we said before. Tell everyone you've ever met and write to us with your scene suggestions and whatever else at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time.
Alchemy This!
Scrody Wanta is pretty weird.
You know what?